it becomes something that everyone around baseball talks about. Welcome back, Grant and Danny. We're at the Nats Youth Baseball Academy, and we were joined by one of the great ambassadors to this academy on the Washington Nationals. Really took over for Ian Desmond when he left the organization as the liaison between the players and the young people of Southeast D.C. that this academy benefits day in and day out so much. Anthony Rendon on the show. Anthony, great to see you, man. Thanks very much for having us out here today at the academy where you guys work so hard.
No, for sure. I appreciate y'all taking the time to come out here and just to come hang out with these kids.
When Desmond left, I know they were not concerned but curious, like, who's going to take the mantle? How are we going to do this? Because he was instrumental in this program. How did you become the guy, and why did you want to become the guy?
That's actually a great question. I'm not sure. He had invited me to his Desi All-Stars when a group of kids would come to the stadium to come watch a game on Fridays. So we'll do that once a month. And he was hosting it at the time, obviously. And I think a few times he had just asked me, hey, do you want to come join and hang out, talk to some kids and whatever right after BP? And that's when I first got my first taste, first glimpse of what the academy was about. And besides, like, coming here before, like, for a team event, like, for before the season. And then next thing you know, obviously his career continued to thrive, and that time of his career came, and he asked me if I wanted to kind of just slide right in and take his place. And one thing led to another. We had a meeting with Tall, all three of us, and I told him I'd think about it, but right then and there I knew that it was something that I wanted to do.
Nationalsacademy.org. It's a tremendous facility. This thing is awesome. It's so, so cool here. It's one of those things that you've got to try if you care about baseball, you care about activism, you care about kids in an underserved area. It's really incredible. Speaking of incredible, what the hell happened last night in the third inning? Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, not at all. It was pretty amazing. Words can't even describe it. It was unbelievable.
Four straight home runs, then Daniel Murphy doesn't hit one, and then you hit the fifth in the inning. So before you bat, let's first, you as a spectator in the dugout, give us an idea of what that's like. It's unprecedented for this organization, but what was going on? Because the first one, it's Goodwin, then it's Defoe, then it's Harper. I mean, just take us through each home run and kind of what's going on around you.
Well, I mean, you guys know me. You probably, y'all seen a camera on me or whatever, probably in the dugout, and I usually just sit on the bench. Like, I'm not one to rah-rah. I'm not on the fence and chanting and whatever. I'm just, like, just observing and watching the game and seeing Goodwin go deep. I was actually making fun of him because, you know, once a guy starts hitting a couple homers, you know, they start to maybe, like, admire their homer a little more before they start running the bases. And he did a little Daniel Murphy hold the bat while I walk. And next thing you know, he starts trotting. So I gave him a little dirt about that. And then Defoe, he always, as of late, he's had a little power surge. He's been swinging out of his shoes a little.
He's flexing, man.
He is. And then he ended up connecting with one as well. And then next thing you know, Harp, he always has the opportunity to hit a home run. Yeah. It's Harper. So we weren't surprised about him hitting the third one. And then I think it was Zimmerman who jumped on the first pitch slider. And I mean, that's pretty tough for you to go up there, start hacking, especially off speed. And then coming up to Murph, I was on deck and I'm like, oof. I mean, it's four in a row.
Is anybody saying anything to me at that point? Like, they don't ruin this, man. Like, keep this thing going.
Well, I actually made a comment. I was like, well, anybody can hit three in a row. Like, while I was getting ready to go to get on the on deck circle, next, you know, first pitch, Zim hits it. I'm like, shouldn't have said that, because Murph loves to hit the ball in the air. Like, as everybody knows, he likes launch angles. So his percentage of hitting a home run are pretty high as well. And I actually made a selfish comment to him. I was like, hey, I'm kind of not upset that you didn't hit it, because that would have been a lot of pressure for six in a row. But it was a fun inning, and it was good to be a part of.
Anthony Rendon is with us live from the Nats Youth Academy here for Player Visit Day. It's the annual thing they do right at the end of their academy season. The guys donating so much of their time. I see Matt Waiters here. I see the Scherzer family here. Anthony's here with us as well. Why are you having the season you're having?
That is a great question.
Why is this happening? And did you ever want to think about it?
No, not at all. Because if I knew, then I would have tried to do this every year. I would have tried to start this from 2013, and I would try to compile a season like this every year. So if I knew the answer to that, I probably wouldn't have had the first 4 or 5 years that I had previously.
Yeah, well, one of them was top five in MVP voting, so it's not like you've been me and Danny.
Yeah, it's not like scrub seasons here. It's not like whatever. But here's the thing: is it a health thing? Is it a comfort thing? Do you just feel good, and it just that's happening more often?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a testimony to a lot of things. Obviously, my trainer back home, obviously the training staff here, the coaches, my teammates, health, and I think maturity plays a big role in that as well. Obviously, I guess having the opportunity to be in this league for 4 or 5 seasons already and, getting accustomed to a feel of the everyday grind and, just getting used to the lifestyle, I don't know, of playing 162 games in 6 months or whatever it is and, learning how to handle your body throughout the longevity of the year. So, I mean, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
Anthony Rendon of the Nationals on Grant and Danny. You have the third best OPS in baseball. Aaron Judge, who's not really a human, is above you, and then Bryce Harper. So two Nats in the top three, and you're one of those guys.
It's incredible, man.
You mentioned launch angle for Murph. Do you pay attention to any of those analytics at all?
No.
You seem like a C-ball hit guy, ball kind of guy.
100%. I always make fun of Murph because that's all he does is talk about hitting 24/7 and getting to the launch angle and this and that. I'm like, Murph, I don't want to hear it.
But legitimately, like, you understand what all that stuff means.
Oh, 100%.
But you don't care about it? Or is that fair to say? Or
I mean, I wouldn't say I don't care about it, but I think I just simplify it. Obviously, if I know if I'm going to drop my back shoulder and hit the ball in the air, my chances of hitting a home run are a lot better than hitting a ground ball.
That's good common sense.
You know what I mean?
There have been more home runs hit on balls in the air than on ground balls this season.
Yeah.
I looked that up.
But except if you're playing backyard baseball, you can hit that like underground ball, then it goes over the fence.
What the home run yesterday, you guys always say, I don't think I've ever talked to a player who admitted they were trying to hit a home run.
Mm-hmm.
In an inning where you're now blowing a team out and this craziness hoopla is happening at S Park, did you go up to the plate to try to hit a home run on that pitch?
I did. The first pitch, yeah.
That's great.
I'm sorry.
I did, yes.
Don't apologize.
Yes, I did.
Well, so he threw me first pitch slider. I'm like, okay, one or two things can happen here. Like, he's either going to hang a slider because he's trying to get ahead and he doesn't want to get behind because this thing's going on. And he's,
right.
Or he's thinking, I'm just going to throw a fastball and, like, what are the chances? Five guys are going to hit home run in the same inning kind of deal. And so that's why I swung first pitch slider. Then I'm like, all right, whatever. Didn't hit it. That was my chance. Calm down. And then he happened to throw a middle in fastball. And then I was like, all right, let's do this.
Now I'll try.
Anthony Rendon is with us here. Grant and Danny live from Nats Youth Academy. The renaissance, again, I hate to just inflate you because you're sitting here talking about how good your season is, but it really is incredible. The thing that's most remarkable to me is all of us is the consistent patience that you have just to spit on pitches that are just off the plate, that are out of the zone, that are not where you're looking for, willingness to go to two strikes. You've walked more than you've struck out. And that's usually the reserve for guys that are choking up like 9 feet on the bat and like basically playing pool with the ball, trying to just poke it to an infielder. Not only are you driving the ball with the OPS, but you're walking more than you ever have and striking out even less. That is incredible. I guess my question is, are you aware of that and what's the change?
Yes, I am aware of it. A journalist actually asked me that question in New York a few weeks back, maybe mm-hmm. a month ago or so. Anyways, previous in the season, earlier in the season. And I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'd never enjoyed striking out. And even back in college, I took a pride in, trying to draw walks and being patient and not striking out. And I guess it's, like I said before, just maturity and whatever other variables had gone along with this season has just had maybe come out of this season.
Do you have preference at all in where you hit in the batting order?
No, not at all.
Mm-mm. Because Danny and I have long said you should be moved up in the batting order, and it bothers a lot of people. It just does.
They get mad at us.
For some reason, we're jerks for thinking that. I know that you're third in the league in OPS, and hitting sixth is an oddity. That does not happen anywhere else, by the way, that a guy who's third in the league in OPS would hit sixth. But a lot of people say to us, well, Anthony Rendon wants to hit there. He's comfortable there. Like, have you ever said, I'd love to hit sixth? That's the position I'd want to hit in?
I mean, I never said I've wanted to hit first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or whatever. But, I mean, what other team has a 3, 4, and 5 like us? That's what I'm thinking.
Nobody.
So
nobody has a 3 through 6 like you guys. I mean, yeah. I've never seen that.
It's not obviously affecting you, but you've never been bothered hitting near the top of the order? I mean, you were an MVP candidate hitting second at one point.
No. But, I mean, would I have the same season that I am now if I were moved up anywhere in the order? I mean, just there's a bunch of variables that could happen. Like, someone could not be on base, or I'd be scoring more runs, you know. I think Dusty's been doing a great job of, compiling these lineups. And, obviously, it's been working. So, I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Last one before we let you jump. Look at the standings. This is you guys in the standings. And Brian Goodwin's waving and kind of thrusting in the background to try to distract you. You guys are up a touchdown and a field goal and a couple field goals over the Braves at this point. 14 games over Miami, 14 games over the Mets. How do you guys keep with the grind? We asked Max Scherzer about this when he comes on our show normally, and he's such a competitive, crazy son of a gun that he's able to kind of harness the lightning every fifth day. Mm-hmm. But you guys grinding out at bat after bat after bat, how do you stay as focused as you have been with this kind of a lead?
That is a great question as well. I think just not taking anything for granted, knowing that there's still a lot of baseball to be played. And Murph always chimes in and throws in some random comments like, they still count, like when we have, like, because we've had the opportunity of scoring a good amount of runs in certain games. Yeah. And
that's so, a great line. I'm going to steal that. They still count.
Yeah. Still count.
He's like, don't throw it away, boys. They still count. Or
I love that.
And so maybe that has something to do with it as well, but I don't know.
Dude, you're having an MVP season. I mean, you've really been incredible. Keep
happy
it up.
Happy for you, man.
Keep grinding, and it's awesome what you do here at the Academy as well. I know people don't talk about that a lot, but we want to celebrate it today.
Nationalsacademy.org. Yeah. Go to the site and help out.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys coming out, and for all the listeners out there, just come check out the Youth Academy for sure. Come drop by, even if just a little percentage of you guys, 10%, or just want to just come out, hang out, drop in some ideas, get a tour. Just come take a look. I mean, what we're doing over here is pretty amazing.
Hank and Rendon to the Nationals on Grant and Danny. Thank you, pal.
Appreciate it, fellas.
You're listening to The Fan. Max Scherzer a little bit later today.